Do you need help protecting your finances as you enter retirement? David Dickens of KC Financial Advisors has got you covered. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast.
Thanks for joining us for another Cover Your Assets KC podcast. Walter Storholt rocking and rolling with David Dickens today. He's the president and wealth advisor at KC Financial Advisors, serving you in Kansas City with an office in Overland Park. And you can find us online by going to coveryourassetskc.com. David, ready for another great episode today?
I am ready, Walter. I'm having a terrific week, and we are going to talk about one of my favorite topics today. So I say we just get right at it.
I was going to say, you are the Roth conversion man. So that's if you were a superhero, I think it would say Roth across the front of your chest instead of, you know, the big S for Superman or something like that.
Maybe next Halloween I'll do that.
There you go. Yeah, Rothman. Call it Rothman. I love the idea. That'd be fantastic.
Thrown off of a few front porches for that.
Well, we're going to teach you everything you need to know about Roth conversions on today's show, or at least we're going to try. You know, the idea of a Roth conversion, David, is something that's intriguing to a lot of people. And I think, obviously, for some people, it's a great strategy to enact. And so we want to explore the concept a little bit more on today's show. We talk a lot about IRAs, 401ks. We've talked about Roths here and there as well through the different episodes in this podcast, but we're getting new listeners all the time tuning in, so it's good to hit some of these topics multiple times. But often we're covering lots of different elements. Today we're really going to zero in on the Roth side of this equation. So let's start with the basics. You know, what is a Roth conversion? Can you explain that to us? Why is it worth considering?
Okay, so one step further back from that, everybody knows what an IRA or most, if you're listening to the show, you pretty much know what an IRA or a 401k is. You know, you get a tax deduction when you put that money in. So you put money in 2019, you got a tax deduction for that amount. The IRS doesn't get to see that amount when you do your taxes. They don't see that if you put $6,000 into your IRA, then you get to take $6,000 off your income, and they don't get to tax you on that yet. They do get to tax you on every penny of that $6,000 plus every penny it has earned, all the growth, whenever you take it out, hopefully after age 59 and a half. So what's a Roth? Well, a Roth is money, that same $6,000 you might put into a Roth in 2019. And when you're doing your taxes in March of 2020, you do not get to take that $6,000 off your income. You pay the income tax on that $6,000 now. But in the future, whenever you take that money out, hopefully after age 59 and a half, not only do you not pay money on the $6,000, but you don't pay any income tax on any of the growth either. So it's a terrific way to create a tax-free retirement account for yourselves. A Roth conversion is merely the act of it at some given point in your life, maybe tomorrow, taking some of that money out of your IRA, redepositing it into a Roth IRA, and paying the taxes now. The rest of this podcast will help you understand, why would I pay the taxes now if I can defer them for many, many years into the future? But that's all a Roth conversion is taking money out of an IRA, putting it into your existing Roth, and paying the taxes now.
So why would that be worth considering? Just the deferral, just that benefit, that ability to say, I don't have to worry about it today, I'll worry about it tomorrow?
Roth contribution or a Roth conversion, the only reason to do that, the only economic reason to do that, is because you think your tax rate is going to be higher in the future when you take that money out. Now, I've got a couple of examples from clients that I work with that that's going to be the case. And I've got a couple of examples where it's not going to be the case. But as you're deciding whether a Roth contribution or a Roth conversion is good for you, the question you need to answer is, I get a tax deduction now, at what rate? Or what's my tax rate going to be when I take that money out?
It's an important question, right? The crux of the problem.
It's a super important question, and it's a question we don't have absolute certainty about. So everybody in America, you got to know that we have, you know, $23 trillion of national debt, and we increased it by $1 trillion last year. And we're going to increase it by another $1 trillion this year. So by the time a lot of our listeners retire, that national debt is going to be $35 or $45 or $55 trillion, because we spend more in this country than we bring in. And that amount we spend more of is called our annual deficit. And that gets added to our debt. And that's $23 trillion right now. So at some point in the future, I'm convinced that tax rates have to go up. Whether it's one political party that wants to give away more goodies to people who need goodies, well, you got to come up with that money somewhere. So you get higher taxes from people who have saved well for themselves. Because you can't tax people who didn't save well for themselves. Or somebody comes in and says, you know what, we now have way too much national debt and we need to increase taxes to reduce that. Either of those two things are going to be bad for the people who have saved well for themselves, invested for their own futures, owned businesses and made good amounts of money, because their taxes are going to be higher in the future. If you have a tax-free investment, then if zero stays at zero, if your tax rate goes up by 10%, but zero is still zero, then you are really, really glad that you had a tax-free asset. And that's what we're talking about today, a Roth IRA.
This is a big deal for high-income earners, I've heard, or at least those are the folks who might really benefit from a Roth conversion. Is that the right line of thinking, or is that one of those financial myths?
Well, it's actually really tricky for high earners. So, for instance, I have, let me give you two different, the broad rule of thumb is, which I guess I'll restate, but a Roth conversion is beneficial if you're going to be paying taxes in the future, the same or higher rate than you're paying today. So, for instance, two different clients. I have a client that is 57 years old and married, and they are currently in the 32% tax bracket. Now, we've modeled out what they're going to have in retirement income and forced IRA withdrawals called required minimum distributions. And what we know, if tax rates don't go up in the future, we know that right now they're paying 32% federal tax. In the future, they're going to be paying 22, 24% federal tax. So they're a high enough earner right now that it makes sense for them to take that tax deduction now, not do the Roth, not do a Roth conversion, but do an IRA or a 401k contribution, takes the tax deduction now because their tax rate is going to be lower in the future. I have another client that I'm thinking of. They're young marrieds. They are in their late 20s, early 30s. They have two incomes, but they are almost certain to have higher or significantly higher income in their 40s and 50s and 60s. So what I've recommended to them is that they use the Roth 401k now when they're in late 20s and early 30s. Don't take the tax deduction now, but get that tax-free money set aside. Because once they get to their mid-30s or 40s, their income is going to be higher such that it doesn't make financial sense for them to do the Roth contributions then. They need to take advantage of it now. Boil it all down, Walter. It depends on whether your tax rate is going to be higher or lower in retirement. If we knew exactly what Congress was going to do, that would be really simple.
Yeah, I was going to say some people might be able to tell that easily, but for others, it won't be quite as obvious to tell. And it's all really a guess, just not knowing what the future is going to look like. So we have to, I guess, make some assumptions along the way. But when we make assumptions, we also make mistakes. Are there common mistakes that you often see people making when it comes to making Roth conversions?
I think of one that was a colossal mistake, and at the time he could have undone it, but he didn't. So at KC Financial Advisors, we do taxes for people as well as retirement planning and asset management. So 3 years ago, we did taxes for a fella who didn't do his investments here. We were just doing his taxes. And he had done a one-time Roth conversion of his $600,000 IRA. So we were looking at his taxes going, why is this guy's taxes so high compared to last year? Well, by converting his entire IRA that year, that added $600,000 to his taxable income in that year. At the time, that was up into the 39.6% tax bracket, plus 4.3% for Kansas. So this guy paid 44% taxes.
Ooh.
$265,000 in taxes to move his IRA into a Roth. What we suggested that he do or should have done was do that, say, $100,000 each year for 6 years. That way, his federal tax bracket would have been 22%, not 39%. That difference would have saved him about $102,000 in taxes over that 6-year period.
Wow.
So that was a massive mistake that gentleman made. At the time, tax laws said he could undo it. And even with those facts in front of him, he chose not to undo it. These days, with the tax law that just passed, you're not able to undo, to reconsider a Roth conversion that you do. So when you do a Roth conversion, you want to make really sure that it makes the best sense for you, and then pay the taxes now. But in this case, this guy made a colossal mistake. And so there are ways to get in trouble with doing Roth conversions.
Yeah, not a lot of people are going to raise their hands and volunteer to lose $100,000 plus in that situation. So that's a unique one to be okay with that. I wonder if that's with some pride maybe getting in the way and just couldn't admit that they were wrong. And wow, that's amazing. It's hard to believe.
That prior fellow would have benefited over time. He just did it the wrong way. So there are right and wrong ways to do Roth conversions. This next example I want to give you, though, Walter, is about an early retiree we work with, both on their taxes and their investments. And right now, he's in his early to mid-60s, and he is kind of winding down in his career. He's working more for fun now than for the money. So he has income, taxable income, but it's pretty low. So he's in the 12% tax bracket. But what we have made calculations, he has a couple of very large 401k rollovers. And once he gets to age 72, when the government starts to force him to take money out, he is going to be in the 25% tax bracket. And there is no escape from that. Between his Social Security money, his wife's Social Security money, and the money they have to take out of their IRAs, they are going to be in the 25% bracket unless Congress decides to raise taxes, and then they're going to be even higher. So what we're doing in this case is converting about a little more than $100,000 a year into a Roth, keeping him in the 22% bracket. So we've moved him up voluntarily from the 12% bracket where he lives with his salary up into the 22% bracket, because we know for sure that even if tax rates don't go up in the future, once he turns 72 and a half, he's going to be in the 25% bracket. So what we feel like we're doing is getting taxes on sale right now until the time when he turns 72 and he's basically locked into the IRS's scheme, if you will, of taking money back from the IRAs that we've set aside.
It's pretty clever and a great way to approach that problem and look at the big difference it's going to make. Smarter decisions being made by that crew than the previous story, right?
Yeah, so it is going to make a big difference for them going forward. It's a different rabbit trail that I won't go down. But once one of them dies, it's going to look like a really, really smart decision. The person that lives the longest is going to be paying taxes as a single, not as married filing joint. Big difference at that point. Just trying to make good projections on things that we, with a very high level of certainty, things are going to happen in the future. And if we can make changes today over the time that we have remaining to put them in a better spot, why wouldn't you do that?
Yeah, it's a great point. All right, so we talked about somebody, David, who shoulda, coulda done a Roth conversion, someone who it benefited and did it. What about the last angle here? Somebody who should not do a Roth conversion.
Yeah, funny. This actually came up with a real-life client of mine in the last 10 days. So I'm going to change a few of the facts in case they happen to be listening to this podcast. But this couple lived and worked in Kansas. They still do. But in the next 2 to 4 years, they're going to be moving to Florida. They already have a place in Florida, but it's a kind of a vacation thing they go to occasionally. But they're going to actually establish residency in Florida. Well, as listeners, you may know that, oh yeah, Florida has zero income tax. But their income tax rate here in Kansas is 4.3%. So they asked, should we be doing some Roth conversions now before Social Security starts, before we turn 72, where we have to start taking money out of these IRAs and 401ks, should we be doing some Roth conversions now? And my advice to them was, Well, as soon as you move to Florida, your tax rate is actually going to go down by 4.3%. So you're going to be paying taxes on sale if you wait. So the worse financial decision would be to do Roth conversions now. The better would be to take money out of your IRA then, once you're a Florida resident, and you'll be taking it out at a, in their case, a significantly lower tax bracket. If they did conversions today, so right now they're in the very top of the 12% tax bracket, plus they pay a little more than 4% to Kansas. So that's 16%. If they did Roth conversions, that would bump them up into the 22% federal bracket. Plus Kansas means they'd be paying 26% of that money away to the government. If they do nothing, and while they're living in Florida, they're still going to be in the 12% federal tax bracket, but they're going to be zero in Florida. So instead of doing 26% for Roth conversions now, they should wait to get to Florida, take the money out over time, and they'd be paying 12%. Significant difference, only because they're going to move to a state with 0% income tax.
If it weren't for that fact and the Florida move, then doing a Roth conversion would still probably make sense for them. But because of the Florida move, a great example of how everybody's situation is unique and different.
Exactly. So if it wasn't for that fact and their certainty of doing that, we'd start a Roth conversion strategy now that would span about 5 years based on their ages, to get them to age 72 with the smaller IRA balances. But since they are moving to a place with 0% state tax, doesn't make sense. You can't make sense of that. So that was my recommendation. You know what? We need to sit tight and not do a Roth conversion.
That's pretty cool. David, for people who don't quite understand the process, maybe they're new to our show, new to the idea of working with an advisor and how the whole financial planning world works, what's that planning process look like? If somebody's interested in a Roth conversion like this, do you just schedule an appointment, come in and talk just about Roth conversions, or is it a part of an entire planning process that you go through? I'm playing the devil's advocate, obviously knowing a little bit about how your process works here. But if I'm a new listener, educate me on that a little bit.
Yeah, so we act as a fiduciary for our clients for their managed money. I mentioned, I think, earlier in this podcast, we also do taxes for our clients. And so, but if someone's not a client, they're listening to this and going, I wonder if Dave could help us with this. What we would do is you would call, schedule a time to sit down with me. You wouldn't be sitting with somebody else in our firm. You'd actually be sitting down with me and we'd take a look. And we do that kind of work for clients. So what I would do for you is something we call our complete planning review. We take a look at your taxes, your investment portfolio. We talk a lot about your goals. Are you going to live in Florida 4 years from now? Or are you going to be a Kansas or Missouri resident for the rest of your life? Try to understand those things, and then I'd give you some, what I think would be some super good insights as to things you could and should be doing going forward. At that point, if you wanted us to implement those, then there's a process for actually becoming a client. But for that process, I'm happy to sit down with just about anybody to talk you through that process. Our only real requirement is that you've done the hard work for yourself over the last 20 or 30 years to save up at least $500,000 for retirement. Because those are at that point, that's when you really have some choices and some things that you can do with your money. If you haven't done that, your choices are a lot fewer. And so then it becomes a super simple process. But the more you have, the more opportunities and the more choices you have. So if that's you, if something we've said today or in a prior podcast is of interest to you and you've saved over $500,000 for retirement, then you should just contact us by phone or through the website and say, you know what, I'd like to sit down with Dave and do one of those complete planning reviews, and I'm very happy to do that for you.
All you have to do is give a call, 913-317-1414, if you'd like to schedule a chance to meet with David and to chat about your situation, or go online to coveryourassetskc.com. That's coveryourassetskc.com. And you can also email David, ddickens@kcfa.com. davidddickens@kcfa.com. And we'll put all those links and descriptions and ways to get in touch with David in the description or show notes of today's episode. No matter what app you're using, you can find all that information there. David, this was helpful. Thank you for walking us through everything we need to know about Roth conversions and for the stories as well. Helped really drive things home. And we'll look forward to another good show with you next time.
Yep, I will look forward to it as well, Walter. Thank you.
Had a lot of fun. That's David Dickens. I'm Walter Storholt. Thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you next time on the Cover Your Assets KC podcast. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and KC Financial Advisors are independent of each other.